City of St. Petersburg is looking to update its aging sewer system. The need for that was evident when Tropical Storm Hermine dumped so much rain on the area that partially treated wastewater ended up in local waterways. It was late last year. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman vowed the city would work on a long-term fix, like expanding the capacity of treatment plants and fixing leaks. And officials have heard other ideas, like parking a barge in the bay that could take on excess waste if needed. WSF's Carson Frame reports on a proposed subterranean solution.
The spills happened because St. Pete's aging infrastructure didn't have enough capacity, so the city is looking at drilling 6 new injection wells. Bill Logan, a spokesman for St. Pete Public Works, says the wells will reach 1,000 feet into the ground and funnel wastewater into a confined space beneath the aquifer. Logan says St. Petersburg already has 8 injection wells in operation.
You know, this has been something that the city has done for decades, and there has not been a problem. The process is on to increase that capacity so that we can get rid of more of this water.
Each well will cost around $2 million and take 3 to 6 months to build. For WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Carson Frame.